We're back here again on Colts.com. I'm Matt Taylor. Thanks for joining in inside the HomeLoanExpert.com radio studio. We're catching up right now with Colts running back Robert Turbin. Robert, good to see you again. How's the offseason program going for you so far?
It's going well. It's going real well. You know, all the guys are working extremely hard. It's good to be back and be with your teammates, you know, getting the workouts in, you know, talking about the offseason and what everybody did and cracking jokes and things like that. Those are the little things you miss about being in the locker room. So it's good to be back and be around the guys.
Is that what this time of year is for? Because it's a lot of working out and conditioning, but is that the biggest aspect of this time of year? What you can really gain is chemistry and camaraderie?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's two parts to it. I think building the chemistry and the camaraderie amongst your teammates, and obviously then once you get into the scheme of things offensively, defensively,
right,
special teams, learning any new schemes, new rules amongst the NFL that they may have you know, put in during the offseason and stuff like that are hugely important as well. But the friendships and all that is the biggest thing.
Yeah, all that's pretty invaluable. And all that helps once the schematic portion of the offseason and training camp hits. You know, if you guys can, for lack of a better term, be on the same page and like one another and be friends with one another, that goes a long way.
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of the relationships you develop last long term.
Right.
I mean, you know, not everybody, obviously, but you know, some of these friendships and relationships that you develop, they last you know, far after football, and you know, that plays a big part of your life.
You still have friends in Seattle and Cleveland too, I'm assuming.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dallas as well.
Right.
You know, college.
Uh-huh.
You know, I still talk to my high school teammates. You know, you build that family environment. You know, and if it means something, it means something.
Right.
You know, if it doesn't, it doesn't. But for me, you know, I've been blessed to be able to be on teams where, you know, for the most part, the family aspect of it actually meant something. And that's why to this day, you know, I still talk to a bunch of my high school buddies and college guys. So, you know, it's just cool to have those relationships.
You know, we talked to you about a month ago in studio after you signed your contract in free agency. Do you feel like a weight has been lifted off your shoulders? Now you can focus on football instead of business and football?
Yeah, I mean, to get that done and out of the way, you know, definitely kind of relieve some stress. And I'm not really a stressful guy. I don't really
no,
like to use the term stress. But I told, you know, my best friend and a couple of people that I'm close with, I said for the first time in my life, it actually felt like stress, whatever it's supposed to feel like. I think I felt it this off season. You know, just handling a bunch of stuff from a business aspect.
Because it's out of your control.
Yeah, so, but, you know, it's part of the game, and I've got a great team and a great agent, and you know, Chris is a great guy, and you know, I'm lucky and I'm blessed to be back on this team, and this is what I wanted, and so I'm very happy about it and ready to get to work.
So for you, year two with Rob Chudzinski's offense, how beneficial will that be, having an off season under the same system?
No, I mean, it's huge because now it's not so much about learning the offense. It's more about improving on what you already know, gaining more knowledge on things that you already know. And that can really advance your game. You know, there were some really good things that we did on tape as an offense, as an individual. And then there are some things where you say, well, you can get better. You know, there are some blocks, for example, that, hey, you know, I may have gotten the job done, but there can still be some technique things that, you know, I can improve on, you know, focusing on the smaller aspects of the game that really make a big difference. And so that's, you know, one of the benefits of being in the same offense.
When you look out there and you're running with guys and lifting with guys, is it weird not having Andrew Luck a part of that yet?
You know, he is, though, a little bit. You know, I mean, even though he may not be in every drill that we're doing, he's in some. You know, when we're working out in the weight room as an offense, he's in there doing his thing. And so, you know, his presence and leadership is definitely felt, you know, always. So, you know, it's just good to have somebody like that around who's always positive and inspiring. And then, you know, you have T.Y. who's another leader, uh-huh. you know, as well, and can kind of back him in a way, you know, work with each other in leading this offense. And so, yeah, he's around.
When you're going through these workouts so far, do you get the feeling that the guys have a sense of urgency about them this offseason after missing the playoffs 2 years in a row?
Well, the guys have a chip on their shoulder. And we definitely, as a team, we want to be better than we were last season. You know that whatever happened last year wasn't good enough. And so, you know, you can say sense of urgency. You can call it that. You know, that's a good way to put it. But I think that, you know, look, it's just a new year. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got new players. We've got, you know, some new staff and things like that. And the focus is just being the best we can possibly be, period.
You know, the NFL draft is 2 days away. It's on Thursday night. I'm sure in some respects 2012 seems like yesterday, and then in other ways it seems like, you know, 10 years ago.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
What do you remember about your draft day experience?
Well, it was one of those up and down experiences for me. You know, very excited at the start of it. I knew I wasn't going to go in the first round, but definitely, you know, watching guys go and I think one of the best parts about the draft is if you have an opportunity to meet other players, maybe at the combine or mm-hmm. maybe in training, you know, in Arizona or wherever, there's like Exos, you know, you
sure.
go to Exos in Arizona or California or Texas or whatever the case may be. You meet different guys from different colleges at these different training facilities and you root for them. And you see a guy get drafted and you're like, oh, that's my boy. I just met him, you know. And I think that's, other than your own experience, is probably one of the best parts of the draft.
So was it, I mean, pretty nerve-wracking because you were round four, correct?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're at the end of round three. Did you feel like you were getting gypped? I mean, were you throwing things?
No, well, I wasn't. I was disappointed.
Sure.
You know, I was disappointed. I thought for sure I wouldn't go later than a third, you know. But, you know, I got drafted in the fourth, and that was a blessing. You know, the good thing about that whole experience was the people that were around me.
Yeah.
And regardless of what I was feeling, they kept a positive attitude, you know, and an inspirational attitude for me to kind of cheer me up in a way,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it happens like that for a lot of guys. I'm not the only one that gets disappointed about where they go, you know, in the draft.
Yeah, if you're not number one, everybody has a little bit of a chip on your shoulder.
Right,
you know?
Right. But like I said, you know, what's important is when you have good people around you, my dad and family, you know, my brother and stuff like that, and just being so supportive, it really helps you get through that.
Do you remember how tough it was to get acclimated to life in the NFL after being drafted? I mean, coming out of college, having to get adjusted to professional football pretty quickly because they throw you right into it.
Yeah, I mean, it was different. And it seemed like everything was just happening so fast, especially right after you get drafted. I mean, you get drafted and all of a sudden it's like, you know, it just seems like a whole bunch of stuff is put on you.
I mean, you got to find a place to live. You got to learn a playbook.
Yeah.
I mean, everything.
Yeah, you got to move your stuff.
Right.
You know, you got you go into rookie mini camp
mm-hmm.
and from there you join the team in OTAs and then you stay a little bit longer where everybody goes, and then the rookies have to do like the symposium thing, you know. So it's just a lot, you know,
right.
going on while you're just trying to really get settled in.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, before you know it, here comes training camp. And so you really only have like maybe a month to really like get your stuff together.
Yeah, digest,
you know,
it.
And settle in a brand new, you know, city, in a brand new place. And then all of a sudden, yeah, that's why people talk about like the rookie wall, you know. It's just like you hit that, all of a sudden it's like, boom, here we are, training camp, and it's the season, and you're used to playing 10 games in high school, 12 in college.
Sure.
And it just goes on some more.
So the rookie wall is a real thing then, you think?
You know, for some people.
Yeah.
You know, I think if you have good leaders on your team and guys around you that can give you good advice on how it goes before it starts for you, you know, you kind of can get through that a little bit better.
So will you be watching the draft?
I don't usually watch the draft.
No.
You know, so I might watch it this year. It just depends on what I have going on.
But you can you can definitely again, 2012, not too far removed from putting yourself in some of these young guys' shoes, and you can sympathize with them a little bit. What kind of advice would you give a rookie? Because again, you've been there, a guy that gets picked whatever round coming into the Colts and trying to get up to speed, acclimated to the horseshoe. What kind of advice would you give that person?
I would just tell them to be patient. You know, don't overanalyze anything. You know, this is a business at the end of the day. Some of us, you know, at that time we're getting drafted and we're young and we're used to a certain thing, a certain amount of attention,
right.
You know, a certain way of being, you know. And so we tend to, as young people, overanalyze things, choices, what people say, you know, or how someone looks at you or whatever the case may be. You know, maybe it's embarrassing to be drafted in the fifth round when you led your team in picks or something like that. You know, it's not about that. You know, regardless of the situation, as long as you have an opportunity to play for a team, that's the most important part. And then it's all about what you do from there. And I think, you know, that's what I would tell a young guy coming in. You know, don't worry about where you're going to get picked and what right. team is going to pick you and things like that. Just be patient, you know. Yeah, allow God to, you know, make those decisions for you, and then from there, just be the best you can be.